The Museum of the American Revolution opened today in Philadelphia. The $120 million museum tells the story of how the American experiment began, from its philosophical ideals to military combat to the foundation of government. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the opening had all the pomp and ceremony you'd expect from the opening of a museum devoted to the birth of a nation.
Elected officials, historians, a Broadway star from the musical Hamilton, and public radio commentator Cokie Roberts all said there's no better location for a museum about the American Revolution than right here, 3rd and Chestnut Streets in Philadelphia, just a stone's throw from Independence Hall. The Star Spangled Banner was sung by James McCorkle of the Curtis Institute. One of the chief characteristics of this museum is its multi-perspective approach, featuring artifacts and stories from women, African Americans, Native Americans, even British loyalists, all of whom affected the revolutionary effort. Two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning historian David McCullough pointed out that no one ever lives in the past. The founding generation lived in its own present, making decisions and suffering outcomes they could not anticipate.
They weren't perfect. They were human. Declaration of Independence begins with when in the course of human events. The operative word is human, and we have to remember that.
The keynote speech was delivered by former Vice President Joe Biden, who lamented today's political discourse as more divisive than ever. Biden noted that the American national anthem is the only anthem he knows of that ends with a question: does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
And it will now and forever wave, but only if we hold on to it. Because it's not the flag that we're waving, it's what lives within us. Is it in our heart? Do we really understand and mean what this museum is about to celebrate?
Before the museum's opening, it had already exceeded its $150 million fundraising goal. Donations, both large and small, came in from 11,000 donors. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.